Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Father God, I thank you, God, for everybody that is present here tonight, God. I thank you, God, for what you're going to do tonight, God, through this message, God, for the married couples, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for using me as your vessel tonight to speak to them on your behalf. It is my pleasure and my honor to sit before them tonight and tell them what thus says the Lord, so that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, and I'm back. Thank you for allowing me to take a sabbatical, to take a break, to get some rest, but I'm back. Prolific Fire is back. And you know the motto, if you're not new, you know the vision statement, if you're not new, which is Prolific Fire seeking to help you where you hurt, which means that we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So let's get right into it for tonight, and I pray that this word blesses you. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, Michal, David's wife, accused him of dancing naked in front of some slave girls. But David said, it was before the Lord who chose him that he was dancing. Okay, here we have a husband and wife disputing because she said that he was dancing naked in front of some slave girls. But he said it was before the Lord whom he chose to dance before because the Lord had chosen him over everybody else. What is one to do? Well, I tell you what Michal didn't do. After seeing what she thought was going on, she didn't go down there and try to get in David's face about it. Come on, wives. Don't act like you ain't never got in your husband's face about anything. After seeing what she thought was going on, she didn't go down there and try to get in David's face about it. That she didn't do. The foundational text is 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 21 from the NIV. Read it for yourself. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 14 through 21 NIV. Even though the Bible says she watched from a window and that she despised David, she hated him in her heart. According to 2 Samuel 6 and 16 from the NIV, she still ended up doing the right thing. She waited until he got home. You hear that, ladies? You hear that, wives? She waited until he got home to confront him with what she believed to be true. She waited until he got home to confront him with what she believed to be true. Married couples, never argue with each other in public. Never argue with each other in public. Always wait and try to settle any disagreements you're having at home. That's what God told me to tell y'all. Never argue with each other in public. Always wait and try to settle any disagreements you're having at home. The devil is already prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour, according to 1 Peter 5:8. Don't make it easy for him to come in and steal, kill, and destroy what you have. Don't make it easy for him to come in and steal, kill, and destroy what you have with your spouse. Next thing you know, he done killed, steal, and destroyed your marriage. The devil is already prowling around like a roaring lion. The scripture doesn't say he is a lion, but that he's roaring around like a lion. He's acting like something he's not. So don't give him more power than he needs. Don't give him more power than he should have. Don't make it easy for him to come in and steal and kill and destroy what you have. John 10:10. You have to remember that you are married in this world. I thought that was powerful when God gave me that. You have to remember that you're married in this world. And this world is sinful. This world is falling more and more every day, seems like. You have to remember that you're married in this world. And in this world, anything goes. And in this world, this sinful world, anything goes. We're seeing proof of that more and more every day. So fight to protect your marriage. Fight. You got to fight to protect your marriage. Put on the full armor of God to protect your marriage. Be alert and sober-minded. That's what it says in 1 Peter 5:8. Be alert and sober-minded. Why you need to be alert and sober-minded? Because there are people out here who are desperate to have what you and your spouse have. And don't you know they'll do anything to get it? You know I got to talk real to you on Prolific Fire. I got to keep it real. You know they would do anything. They're desperate. They would do anything to have what you and your spouse have. Why else do you think the Bible says, let no man put asunder? See, you got to read the Bible slow. Don't skip over the words. Or don't just take the words for granted. Let no man. And in the Bible, there's no gender. So if that can mean man or woman, let no man or woman put asunder. He letting you know right there that people will harm your marriage if you let them. I need to say that again for somebody. People will harm your marriage if you let them. Let no man put asunder. Prophecy says how you know that. Because the word of God says, let no man. And that could easily mean man or woman. Let no man put asunder. Matthew 19:6 from the New King James Version. You see the concept of being married, the concept being that marriage is something ordained and sanctioned by God, meaning it's sacred. The concept being that marriage is something ordained and sanctioned by God, and once consummated, is to remain permanent. Once it's consummated, once the marriage is consummated, it is supposed to remain permanent, and that others should not interfere or attempt to undo the marriage. And others should not interfere or attempt to undo the marriage. Asunder. The word asunder means to divide or separate. So no one should try to separate a married couple from each other. See that? That was just a definition I found on the internet. But you see that? Beloved, God knows there are men and women out here who would try to destroy your marriage if you give them a chance. People will destroy your marriage if you let them. They would like nothing more than to separate you two. So that's exactly why you and your spouse can't afford to be in public arguing, out in public, fighting. You don't know who's listening to you. Who's watching you? You don't know who the devil is using. guard your marriage, protect your marriage. Like Michael, you might be feeling some kind of way about something you saw your spouse doing. Like Michael in tonight's foundational text, you might be feeling some kind of way about something you saw your spouse doing. You don't hate him. You don't hate your spouse, though, like Michael was hating on David. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, you strongly dislike them right now. Let's just say you strongly dislike them right now because of something you saw them doing. Settle the issue at home. Settle the issue at home by choosing to not argue, to not fight in public with your spouse in the spirit realm. Let me tell you what you're doing in the spirit realm. When you choose not to argue, when you choose not to fight in public, God says in the spirit realm, you are drawing a line that the devil knows he can't cross. It's like putting a hedge fence of protection around your marriage, the same way that God put a hedge fence of protection around Job. And the devil knew that he can only go so far with Job. And that's Job chapter 1, 10 through 12. The devil knew how far he could go with Job. He couldn't touch everything about Job. And when you think about the story of Job, he lost everything except his marriage. His marriage never was touched. She might have been talking like a foolish woman here and there, but the marriage itself stayed intact because the devil knew how far he could go. By choosing to not argue with your spouse, to not belittle your spouse in public, it shows that you respect them no matter what. By choosing to not argue with your spouse and not belittle them in public, it shows that you respect them no matter what. You might not be happy with them in that moment because every day is not going to be no happy day because happiness depends on things that are happening. So you may not be happy with them in that moment, but you respect them. Respect goes a long way. Respect goes a long way. Tonight's message. Respecting a marriage goes a long way in helping to deter the plan of the enemy, which is to steal, kill, and destroy the union, the family, by any means necessary. Again, respecting a marriage goes a long way in helping to deter the plans of the enemy, which are to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, steal, kill, and destroy the union, the family, by any means necessary. So while I may not agree with anything else Michael did in 2 Samuel 6, I love that she didn't try to interfere with the move of God that was taking place. I love that she didn't try to interfere with the move of God that was taking place. She didn't go and try to publicly get in David's face in front of the slave girls and everybody else. She didn't do that to him. She didn't do that to herself. She didn't do that to her marriage. She didn't go and try to get in his face in public in front of the slave girls that she was talking about and everybody else. But she waited for him to come home. But she waited for him to come home. And behind the closed doors of their home, they went back and forth verbally at each other until things were settled. 2 Samuel. Chapter 6, verse 20 through 22 NIV. When David returned home, see, she waited for him to come home. When David returned home, and if you missed that when you was reading the Bible, shame on you. I told you, you got to read the Bible slow. Don't just run over the words. The Bible clearly says, when David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked, in full view of some slave girls of his servants, as any vulgar fellow would. And this was David's response. David said to Michal, it was before the Lord who I chose to dance before, who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his household when he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel. I will celebrate before the Lord. He went on and told me it was before the Lord I was dancing. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you saw some slave girls. But I was dancing before the Lord because he chose me rather than your father. He put me over the house of Israel. He chose me, therefore I will celebrate the Lord. And he went on to tell her, I will become even more undignified than this. I will be humiliated in my own eyes. But by these slave girls you spoke of, I will be held in honor. See, she brought up the girls. He wasn't even talking about no girls. Wife, stop bringing up stuff your husband ain't even talking about. She brought up the girls. He said, but by those slave girls that you spoke of, he let her know you brought that up. You spoke of that. By them, I would be held in honor. Somebody might consider that a low blow. David took a low blow there. He hit her with a low blow when she started it. She shouldn't have said that. Though she hated him, she still respected him enough to not get crazy and try to come down there while it was a move of God going on. But to keep things, but she respected him enough, respected their marriage enough to keep things private just between the two of them. Now let's see what the Bible says about marriage and respecting marriage. Because I'm going to give you a Bible. I'm always going to give you a Bible on Prolificy. And the part of the Bible I have for you tonight is Ephesians 5 and 33 from the New King James Version. It reads as following, nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love your own wife as himself. Husbands, and let your wife see that she respects her husband. So Michal, according to the scripture, handled that part correctly in spite of how she was feeling at the time. Michal handled that part correctly in spite of how she was feeling at the time. And we all know that the scripture says that she despised him in her heart. And if you look up the word despise, it means that she hated him. But what about you? If you had to grade yourself, and the level of respect that you show, the level of respect you give in your marriage, would you pass the test? Be honest with yourself. Would you pass the test? Or can you honestly say that that's the area that you need praying? Don't worry if you say that's the area you need praying. I'm getting ready to pray for you anyway. It's going to be all right. Father God, teach the married couples. You put, teach the married couples that you put together to be more discreet, to be more protective of their marriage and the way that they behave with each other out in public. Teach them how to end arguments quickly in their home, even if it means that they have to agree to disagree. Teach the man to love her the way he loves himself, and teach her to respect her husband no matter what. Because to a man, respect equals love. So if you respect him, that feels like love. That's equivalent to love for him. So respect him. Teach the man to love her, love his wife like he loves himself, and teach her to respect her husband no matter what. Because respect goes a long way. Touch and deliver. And then, God, I want you to touch and deliver every unsaved person under the sound of my voice, every unsaved married couple on tonight. Purge them. Cause them to repent, to turn from their actions, to turn and change the way that they think and behave. Cause them to repent. That's what repent means, to change, to turn, to do better, not to just say I'm sorry. Cause them to repent and see Jesus, desire, want Jesus as their new Lord and Savior. And somebody, why did I say new Lord and Savior? Because when you're not saved, the devil is your Lord and your Savior. And when you get saved, you need to switch up and get Jesus as your new Lord and Savior, your true Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the souls being saved and for the marriages that are healing, because I know that marriages are healing tonight. Amen. Don't give up on your marriage. Fight. Protect your marriage. And don't fight in public. Don't argue in public. And don't say everything that should be said at home in public. Not when it pertains to your marriage, because you don't know who is looking and who's watching. And you don't know who the devil is using. It might just be somebody close to you. You never know. Now, if you have any prayer requests, please send them in via prolificfire.com, and I will respond as soon as possible via email. I might even call you if the Lord allows me to do so. But just send it in, and we'll go from there. If you need, hear me, if you need to sow into the word you heard tonight, do so at prolificfire.com, the same website I just mentioned. Or you can use the ministry's Cash App. It's a dollar symbol and Prolific Fire written all together, Prolific Fire, dollar symbol in front. Or you can go to paypal.me/prolificfire, paypal.me/prolificfire. If you don't get your prayer request in by sending it in to me, be sure to join my sister in ministry, Prophet Pate, on Faith on the Line for prayer and encouragement Friday night. She will be back live with Faith on the Line, prayer and encouragement Friday night. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. 347-3782. Even if you get your prayer request in with me, still call back and be in the atmosphere. Let her encourage you, however the Lord leads, and let her pray over you for some areas you might not even know you need praying, but the Lord knows. So tune in. Then join me back here next Monday, same time, same place, for another word from the Lord on Prolific Fire. I'm back. To God be the glory. Everybody have an awesome night in the Lord. I'm out.